Our text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Indeed, it is a privilege to be back.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
There is a word this morning out of the Book of John.
All yes, right, sir. Reverend.
I'm going to start with chapter 5. Now, you need to read John 5, 1 through about 15.
Okay.
Right now.
But for time's sake, we're going to look at John, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
For an angel went down at a certain time.
Where's that angel and what time is it?
Same time, brother.
Into the pool and stirred up the water.
Stir it up.
And then whoever stepped in first,
whoever got first,
after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had.
I like that, whatever disease.
And this morning, for a few minutes, I would like to talk from the topic, breaking the pool rules.
Breaking the pool rules.
Breaking the pool rules.
All right, Reverend, all right.
There is a pool party going on in Jerusalem.
I see it, Reverend.
At the pool of Bethesda.
All right, now.
The unique thing about this pool is if you get in the water first, whatever is wrong with you, you would be made well.
What a surprise, man.
Folk are sitting around the pool making excuses of why they can't get in.
My God.
Just like us, they are sitting around the pool looking cute. Sitting around healing and don't want to mess up their hair.
Don't want to mess their hair.
You're on your mark.
Yeah.
You're set. But you never go.
They ain't going.
People around you are riding around and getting it.
Ooh, looking good.
But you looking cute, but sick.
Wow.
The pool of Bethesda is an analogous to church, school, and work.
Help us, Reverend.
People migrate to these places looking for more. They want more.
Yeah.
Expecting more.
Yeah.
But sitting on their potential.
Sitting on the potential,
Reverend. However, there is some good news for those who like sitting around the pool.
Help us, Reverend.
The text teaches us that healing or life is not in the water. It's not at church. It's not at school.
Come on.
It's not on your job.
Well,
but it's in Jesus.
In Jesus, Reverend.
Jesus overrides the pool rules.
Everything.
I can't explain it, but he do what he want to do.
Yes, sir.
If you want to be made well, rise. Take up your bed
and
walk.
Walk it out.
Go ahead and break the rules.
Yeah.
You don't have to get in the pool. You just got to get to the Prince of Peace.
Come on, Reverend.
You just got to get to the Lily of the Valley.
Yeah,
you just got to get to the Bright in the Morning Star.
The Bright in the Morning Star,
I got to go, but ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Rise up one more time, brother. Take a dive in the water, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Rise up, Reverend.
Rise up.
That's the pool party there.
Break the rules.
Yes, you got to break the rules.
I know the pool has some rules.
Yes, sir.
No running.
But the text already tell you.
No running.
The man never got in the water.
No, he never made it,
didn't
Reverend.
Have to.
Jesus overrides the pool rules.
He overrides the pool.
Yeah, you done broke other rules in your life. Break some good rules right now.
Break a good one.
Get to Jesus.
Rise up, Reverend. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a pool party going on.
It's a pool party going on in Bethesda.
Bethesda, that's nice.
Get your hair wet.
It was a nice
get your hair wet. You don't want to mess up your hair, but your life messed up. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Straighten it out.
I don't get it. I don't get it.